This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us on the radio waves, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
Of course, you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Although on our mind tonight, cryptocurrency is once again the talk of the studio. International headlines will be telling you about China, what's going on over there. A lot of eyes are on China when it comes to the world of cryptocurrency, and that's because there's a lot of mining operations going on out there.
Yeah, well, you've got that. You've got a lot of actions being taken by the Chinese government against exchanges and ICOs. And
yeah, there was a drop earlier in the fall when China did some sort of crackdown against the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency exchanges, and the price of Bitcoin dipped down a little bit, and then it came back up.
Right. So and they said something about ICOs, and it went down, and then it goes back up.
It doesn't matter what the governments do. Bitcoin does not care.
It is the honey badger.
Right.
It is the honey badger.
So we got some news about that. Of course, you're welcome to join us, and you can bring up anything that you want to talk about. Also in the world of cryptocurrency, Dogecoin has had a record market cap of $1 billion.
Much
profit.
Wow.
Funny joke.
Exactly. I can't help but laugh whenever anybody says it.
It is a joke. Dogecoin started as a joke, and apparently the creator of Dogecoin is upset that it is doing so well.
Really?
Yeah, well, so we'll share that with you as well. A toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. Want to also welcome our brand-newest affiliates. Welcome to News Talk 96.7 and 1310 WNAE out in Warren, Pennsylvania.
Nice.
Very cool.
Now, you're originally, you were from Pennsylvania, not originally.
No,
but,
I lived there for 10 or 15 years, yeah.
So good to be on there in Warren. Welcome to the program. If you're new to it, then you probably don't realize this really is an open phone show. It's not like Rush Limbaugh where he claims he's going to give you an open phones hour and then talks to one person. We actually have open phones all the time here on Free Talk Live, and you really can bring up what you want. So it doesn't have to be about cryptocurrency, but that's where we're starting tonight. And Chris, where is the story about China's latest crackdown on cryptocurrency? Do you have a news source?
I do. It's coming to us from Gizmodo.
Okay.
With its price dropping, sky-high transaction fees, growing traction among competitors, and regulatory agencies taking action in several countries, Bitcoin is star for good news.
So was the price dropping at the time the person wrote this article?
Evidently. Which could have been like, a half hour ago. Right. This was actually yesterday's article.
At 5 o'clock tonight, Eastern time, it jumped up. It's over $17,000 right now.
Nice.
Not a record high, but up there.
But headed back up. It's kind of played in that 13 to 15 range for a while.
Last couple weeks. Weeks.
Yep. Today marked another blow against the dominant cryptocurrency. China is working to rid itself of Bitcoin mining companies. Bloomberg reports. China authorities outlined proposals this week to discourage Bitcoin mining, the computational process that makes transactions with the cryptocurrency possible. Officials plan to limit the industry's power use and have asked local governments to guide miners towards, quote, an orderly exit, unquote, from the business, people familiar with the matter said. Miners have until recently flocked to China because of the country's inexpensive electricity, local chip-making factories, and cheap labor.
For listeners that don't know, the mining process, without getting too technical, because I can't, and if I could, I wouldn't want to.
Right.
But the mining process is basically you're turning specialized computer hardware. Originally, it was just graphics. If you had a graphics card in your computer.
Even your PC, just your CPU, it started out there.
Bitcoin was CPU mining?
Yep,
back in the
originally.
Okay. So then it went to graphics cards to up the ante to more power, basically, more computational power, and then eventually to specialized computer hardware called ASICs.
Mm-hmm.
And these pieces of hardware basically just crank through doing very complex math. And this is what provides the security and the consistency and the constant checking, basically, of the transactions on the Bitcoin network.
Yep.
Is what the miners basically do. And they get rewarded for doing this. They get a 12.5 Bitcoin reward for finding what's called a block, and that means that they are basically writing to the blockchain. That's the guts of the Bitcoin operation. That's the essentially it's a public ledger that is distributed and decentralized all around the globe. The miners are writing into those blocks the transactions that happen during a the period of time in which the mining was going on. So it's not mining in a like man with a hammer and a or a pickaxe or whatever in a mine, but it's the new digital version of that basically. And the more competitive it gets, the more difficult the mining gets. So the more complex the equations or whatever it is that they're solving in there, it gets more and more difficult as more people enter. So if these Chinese miners end up getting forced out of business, are they going to shut down shop completely? Are they going to move to another country? What's going to happen to the Bitcoin mining world as a result of it? Because there's a bunch of them over there.
Oh, yeah. A lot of the biggest pools.
Well, that's just the thing, is the mining in China is what has inspired a lot of people that are, about this whole, our sponsors on the call to Freedom Vertcoin. The decentralization of mining is the miners in China. Like, that's when you sit in the chat rooms with these guys and they talk about like why they love ASICs resistant coins, it's because they're worried about the fact that basically China has centralized the mining industry and all the mining power is coming from there, to where like if you have access to, like you said, if you have it's only profitable to mine now if you live, so like China or Egypt or somewhere where the electricity is subsidized.
Right.
And it totally skews the mining market in favor of China. And if, I mean, I'm against government regulation, but this, to me, this can only be good for the cryptocurrency world, because now it basically forces something to happen. You know, Bitcoin has to fix itself now. Something has to be fixed with Bitcoin now. You can't sit on the backs of Chinese miners anymore. You got to get it together.
Bitcoin can do lots of different things, as any cryptocurrency can, in adjustments of the difficulty. And as the mining horsepower comes down, the difficulty eases. So it is, in a way, sort of self-regulating. I've worried about China for a long time. Partly that's because I spent so many years as a neocon. But what you have is basically entire, and it's not just Bitcoin, it's Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash is heavily mined in China. Mm-hmm. A lot of other cryptocurrencies are. Anything that's based on the Bitcoin design.
Yeah.
So if my ASIC can mine Bitcoin, it can probably mine a whole bunch of cryptocurrencies.
But when you get
really, just to talk about the government being able to crack down at any moment and say, no, we want you to do it this way. In essence, that's kind of what we're seeing here.
Yeah.
What percentage of the pools? Because I hear all this fear-mongering. And the thing with cryptocurrency and technology like this new technology, is there's always somebody out there shouting about how dangerous it is. Centralization.
It's usually me.
All these miners in China, right? Like, we're used to hearing about how bad China is, but, you know, the reality over there is, for a communist nation, they're pretty darn capitalist in a lot of ways.
Yeah, they've learned.
Those people know how to make a product, and they know how to make money. Their product manufacturing has gotten better, markedly better, in the last couple of decades.
Sure.
You don't always think of crap when you think of Chinese products these days. A lot of the phones and, other things that you don't
think about. You can now look at two Chinese products and tell which one is the product you want to buy and which one is the, worthless paper piece of garbage that your kid's going to break in 10 minutes.
Look at the iPhone. I mean,
are they making that in China these days?
It's always been made in China, as far as I know.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, there's a range now. It's not just garbage. And so, again, I don't understand. I get that, most of the companies there are some kind of state-run entity or something. I don't know how all that works exactly, because the state sucks at doing everything that they do. So how is it that they can be involved in manufacturing and make that work? That doesn't...
It's kind kind of an epitome of crony capitalism. I mean, the capitalism that they do have is very, very crony. Mm-hmm. If you pay off the right officials, if you do the right favors, you promise
you get
stock options, yeah, you can do business here.
All right, so, but I guess I'm curious about, like, in China, yeah, there's a lot of Bitcoin miners, but they're not all the same company.
Correct.
So, what's the problem, exactly?
We'll take a look.
More coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. And how much of them are there anyway? It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one. Plus, an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Well, if it's true that a majority of the hashing power of Bitcoin's miners is in China, I want to know why that's a problem and why that's centralization if they're competing companies that are doing it. That's what I want to get into here in a moment. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And speaking of cryptocurrency, we are definitely being supported by Bitcoin.com. It's a great introductory site for people who are brand new to the world of cryptocurrency. You're hearing us talk about it here. Maybe you've heard the news headlines about Bitcoin and how scary it is. Scary. Ooh, there's drug dealers and there's terrorists. And well, actually, it's money, so of course drug dealers and terrorists are going to probably have some of it. They've got cash, too. There's a lot of cool things that you can do with Bitcoin, like buy stuff online for discounts over at saveitpurse.com. And so many other things that you can do with Bitcoin. We can't even scratch the surface with the number of options and opportunities.
Get lots of free shirts from saveitpurse.com when they accidentally send them to you.
They send you two of them that you didn't order.
They do it to me all the time, man. Order one, get three.
So go check out Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get started. We always try our best to keep our Bitcoin-related conversations here as understandable and as basic, simple as possible. We don't want to go too far off into the weeds because this is a general audience talk show, although sometimes we are pretty heavy on the cryptocurrency talks. And hopefully we won't, you know, do that. We can all kind of keep each other in check on that because it's easy for us to like geek out.
Go inside baseball.
On,
totally inside baseball.
Yeah, on right. Bitcoin here. But it's an important topic, and that's why we're talking about it. I mean, this is a form of money that is really earth-shattering, world-changing. I mean, it's hard to really explain.
Not money.
Well,
money
it depends
is
on
a legal
who
term.
It depends on who you ask. Currency? Currency might be a legal term, too. I'm talking about
a medium of exchange.
I've never heard money as a legal term, but I'm sure it's defined in Black's Law's Dictionary. Anyway, go to Bitcoin.com, check out all the details there. Let's go to Jamil. He's on the line in Virginia on Skype. Hello, Jamil.
Hey guys, hey. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Good.
You're on the air.
Yeah, yes, the other day you guys were talking about privacy coins and Monero, and so about the same time I was just looking at discussions, trolling for information, and I was there were some threads on 4chan about Monero saying, namely what caught my attention is that Monero is the coin in a certain person's opinion with the most long-term viability because it offers privacy, and privacy what people honestly are going to want in a cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And I've been following and hearing more and more buzz, just general buzz, but it's very credible buzz to me. And so I looked more into it, and what you guys, what was finally mentioned in your show was like how I cannot get Monero supported on, Monero's not supported on Jax, it's not supported on Konomi, it's not easy to get into, it's got that barrier, and they're like, oh yeah, that's true. You know, I see it on the exchanges, but just can't go and get it, and it has to do with the crypto note and the Ring CT, I think it's called.
Monero is more complicated to, I guess, set up mobile wallets for.
Tougher to develop for.
Yeah. Monero is very different from a lot of the cryptocurrencies out there, and again, I'm not a technician, so I don't know exactly, you know, how it's different, but it is a coin that was designed from the ground up to be a privacy coin. It was started from scratch. It was not Bitcoin-based, whereas almost everything, if you go out there and you throw a dart at the dartboard of cryptocurrencies and you throw 20 darts, 20 of them are probably going to hit Bitcoin-based, you know, something that was originally based on the code of Bitcoin and then modified.
Right.
That's what almost all of the rest of them are. Monero is one of the originals that was created from scratch to be something completely different. And so it's been hard for the wallet people out there to adopt it. Whereas if you want to adopt a Zcash or one of these other ones it's also privacy oriented, but based on Bitcoin, because it still has that Bitcoin kind of library behind it, if you will, it's easier for the programmers to roll out support for those things. Now, the other thing that I heard recently about Zcash versus Monero, because these are like the two big boys as far as the privacy coin competition is concerned, from what I can tell, at least. It seems like Verge is up and coming. But Zcash versus Monero, what I heard was that the supermajority of transactions on the Zcash network are not shielded transactions, meaning that the Zcash you can send public,
right.
Meaning it's like Bitcoin, where it's a completely public ledger, Or you can send a shielded zero-knowledge transaction. And most people just aren't doing that, maybe because they don't know they can, or they just don't care, or they don't want to pay the extra privacy fee,
right,
or whatever. Whereas with Monero, as I understand it, every transaction is a private transaction. There is no public option.
And that's what makes it a little bit more complicated. A lot of the coins that are out there, a lot of them are based on Zcash, too. You know, there are derivatives.
We've got Zencash sponsoring the show, actually.
Yeah, and a number of others. But up-and-comers like Verge, that's also with their Wraith protocol, and opt-in or opt-out, whether you want it to be a private or a public transaction. I don't know if PivX does that. That's another one.
Yeah, Zencash, Zcash, and Verge are all privacy coins now.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, being a privacy coin isn't really, you know, impressive in and of itself.
Well, we're seeing some robust competition in that space, yes, which is good.
True.
The more competition there is in that area, the better.
Verge is quick, yo.
You like your Verge.
Well, I like anything that's fast and makes me lots of money.
Fast and cheap.
Cheap, and makes me lots of money, man.
I love buying that Verge 6 months ago for less than a penny. What I do want to see, and this is something the market
has. What's
the
Verge worth now?
17 cents.
I bought him at 2.2.
I'm at -7.
All right.
I'm at -7 too.
What I think is going to be interesting. So I think the three of us can agree, and probably the caller on the phone, that privacy is important to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is something I really, really value, and it's not because I have anything to hide. It's because it's nobody else's business. There's a difference between secrecy and privacy.
We talk about our holdings openly because we're promoting it. You know, like it's something that we want other people to do. So I don't have a problem talking. Like Ian will remind me, like, well, nobody else would know that you had that if you didn't say it. It's like, well, yeah, but I want to talk. I want to promote these people and talk about how awesome it is.
Keep going on that train, though.
Yeah. My thought is, has the market really told us that privacy is important? And
probably not.
I think to some degree it has, because people have always assumed that Bitcoin is this anonymous cryptocurrency. You hear that all the time. But maybe I think there's definitely room technologically for a better privacy coin. The question is will the market adopt that? Will that go on the checkbox, you know, requirements for me to choose what I want to use to transact with? Yeah. I hope so.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Go ahead.
Monero's website says that makes it pretty clear that like blockchain assets like Bitcoin, they're assets. They're like a store of value. They're assets. But to be a true currency, in a lot of people's opinion, is it requires that anonymous use, not private, but anonymous. It needs to be anonymous to be a currency. I think a lot of people kind of hold that view.
Well, I mean, that would make it like cash, right? The idea being that in a cash transaction, nobody knows that the cash has transacted,
right,
except for the two participants. And I don't think that it has to be anonymous in order for it to be a currency. You know, if it's a medium of exchange, whether it's anonymous or not, it's
right,
a currency. But ultimately, good call tonight. Thank you, Jamil.
Thanks.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight, whether it's money you want to talk about and the future of it, because we're pretty convinced that this digital cryptocurrency stuff is certainly the foreseeable future in money. Will it be topped by some other quantum currency or something? Probably. 855-450 free like freedom. If you want to join us here, this is Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Coming up, more on the cryptocurrency world with China apparently cracking down on miners. We didn't really get into a little further. Well, I think we could get further into that coming up here in moments.
Sure.
But, of course, your calls come first. And I want to let you know about Zencash. I mentioned to you earlier that they are one of the newest sponsors here on Free Talk Live. And you got to be careful when you're in the world of cryptocurrencies, because there's a lot of scams out there. In the same way that there are people who want to scam you out of your cash, you know, you do have to be careful. The thing with the internet is you can reach more opportunities and more scams all at the same time. So be careful. And so when some, you know, they came to us saying they wanted to advertise, I was immediately, you know, suspect. Okay, we got a new crypto here. I'm going to do my due diligence, going to go look at this thing, going to look at the white paper and, you know, see what I think about this. And I saw in the white paper that the creators of Zencash are voluntarists.
Mm-hmm.
They're people who actually use the word voluntarism or voluntarism in their white paper, which was outstanding to me, because I thought, you know, I want to get behind a currency that not only embraces privacy, because they've got the zero knowledge thing from Zcash. They've adopted that for Zencash. It also has a decentralized autonomous organization for governance, for a governance structure, and that's worked very well for Dash so far. So they've taken some of the best technology out there. But anybody can take the technology because it's open source. All these cryptos are all open source. If you're a coder, you can go and just take whatever code you want. So that's not hard to do, to take that stuff. But to back it by a philosophy that that I'm on board with, voluntarism, is important to me. Zencash in this case, again, it was based on Zcash, but Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization, and you can go and learn more over at Zencash.com. Once again, that is Zencash.com. Do your due diligence, though, and, you know, make sure you check this thing out. It's brand new. You know, some of the software is a little rough around the edges, so be aware of what, you know, you're getting into. Zencash.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We go to Jim. He's listening in New Mexico, actually listening to us on our free-to-air satellite feed. Hey, Jim.
Yes, hello. Thanks for taking my call there.
Welcome. Welcome. By the way, just a quick technical announcement. We'll be running promos for this soon. I haven't made one yet, but the satellite feed over North and Central America is moving channels. So we're actually, the new channel's already online right now. The old channel is going to continue operating for the next 2 months, so through the end of February. So make sure if you are a radio station operator, one of our pirate station operators out there, or just one of our satellite free-to-air listeners in North and Central America, make sure you scan for the new channel and the details of exactly where you'll find it. You can get that over at sat.lrn.fm, sat.lrn.fm. Anyway, thanks for listening to us on the satellite there, Jim. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
Yeah, okay, very good. I'll do that rescan. Yeah, I've been wanting to get into cryptocurrency and I've been thinking about it, looking into it, and my attempts have led me to see that you almost need a cell phone in order to receive the codes necessary to set up your wallet and get started. Is that true? I mean, I don't have cell service here. I live way up in the mountains and we just don't have cell service here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do have internet access there?
I do.
Okay. So there are some wallets that do not require a cell phone. So I'm guessing you've tried something like a Coinbase where you have to have a phone number to verify before they'll let you have an account, one of those kind of things?
Yeah, that's the only one I've attempted so far.
Give blockchain a try. Try blockchain.info. I do not believe they require any kind of cell phone number in order to get into that site. That's a great wallet. They've been around forever. They allow now you can have Bitcoin Core, sort of the BTC Bitcoin. They also have the new Bitcoin Cash that they just implemented recently, and then also Ether is their third one there. So you actually get a few different options with the blockchain.info wallet, and they also have a web wallet, which is nice. So you can use their website, or if you do have a phone, you can put it on your phone, but even then you don't need a phone number. You can just do that with a tablet that doesn't have cell phone service.
Right. You don't even really need a wallet anymore. If you have the... I mean, it's not really...
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not the smartest thing to do, but you can leave... Like, I have, I don't know, a lot of currency on three different exchanges.
Terrible idea.
Agreed.
Do not recommend that to anybody ever, unless you're an active trader you're willing to risk losing every single bit of that. As soon as that exchange gets hacked, you are going to be a sorry man if
or
you've left all of your crypto on
stuff,
there.
I use more than one, and I don't leave everything up all the time. I have stuff that I
trade
in. The
more you use, the closer you are to one of them getting hacked. But anyway, go ahead, Jim.
Was that you said block wallet?
No, blockchain.info. That's the website. You can go there, and they'll get you set up with a web wallet, which is pretty easy to do.
Yep.
Okay. And they've been around a while.
Oh, a long time.
Yeah. They were one of the first, they were kind of the first mobile wallet out there. I mean, really, really early days.
They've been around for a long time, and they've serviced millions of wallets, I think, at this point for people.
Okay. Well, I'm excited about getting started.
Good. It's never too late. Never too late to get started on this stuff. And then there's, like I said before, there's other wallets like Coinomi. So if you have, let's say you've got a tablet, just a cheap tablet, you can get a decent tablet for $35 over at Walmart. It's an RCA tablet. It's an Android tablet. Don't go with iPhone or iOS. They're too expensive, and most of the wallets don't exist for it. So if you get an Android tablet, you can put Coinomi on there, and then you've got literally dozens of cryptocurrencies that can be held by the Coinomi wallet. It's probably the best multi-crypto wallet out there, and again, it does not require a phone number. It just requires that you have an Android operating system.
Yeah, and one last thing. With all these, and blockchain.info will tell you how to do it, But just remember this, wherever you put your cryptocurrency, you will always have a set of keys. There'll be a public key that anybody can send to, and there will be a private key that you will never share with any other human being as long as you live.
Unless you really trust that person.
Unless you really, really trust them. Make sure that you're holding those keys yourself and not trusting someone else with them.
So you asked how you spell Koinomi. I think it's C-O-I-N-O-M-I. Any other questions tonight, Jim? C-O-I-N-O-M-I.
But okay, that's good. That'll get me started to get some extra information. I would appreciate that.
And, you got it, man. Thank you again for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I always feel good when we get satellite listeners calling the show. You know, there are people out there, and Will, you and I were just talking a little bit about the satellite signal here today, because I'd mentioned to you off the air that our channel is moving. It's moving from one transponder to another, and the satellite service provider that we use didn't explain. I didn't ask them why. I figured that probably means the transponder is dying out, that they tend to lose power over time, because they're basically blasting around the clock, you know, out of these things. So over a decade, and our channel's been up there for almost a decade, like 9 years at this point. And so, or no, eight years. Anyway, most of a decade. And these things only last for a couple of decades. The satellites, they have a certain lifespan, and they fall out of the sky. And so they got to be replaced. So we're moving from one transponder to another. You can get all the details about that over at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm. And it's also got coverage maps. And you and I were looking at the coverage map today, Will, and I pointed out that in Cuba, satellite signals are illegal to receive. You cannot legally receive satellite signals in Cuba. And so people will, like, disguise the satellite dishes that they have. They'll have, like, one satellite dish in one location, and then they'll split the signal, like, 50 times and feed all these different houses in the neighborhood. And
God, I'd love to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, there's all this underground satellite stuff. There was an article, I think I shared one with you off the air, Will, about these guys who were smuggling in satellite dishes. So they had Americans that were shipping satellite dishes into Cuba disguised as boogie boards. So they like had
nice.
These satellite dishes were painted to look as though they were boogie boards. It was amazing. Unfortunately, they got caught, or at least that shipment did. We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly if you want. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go back to the phones here, to your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about cryptocurrency or whatever's on your mind, you're welcome to here on Free Talk Live. Robert is on the line in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, I bought a bunch of Dogecoins last year. I bought, I don't know, 90,000 of them.
Wow.
And, I like using my Doge wallet because it's easy. You know, when you make your exchange, it's real quick. I don't have any complaints at all.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are like that these days. A lot of the cryptocurrencies are very, very fast. Dogecoin is one that came out as a joke a few years ago, but it has become incredibly popular. It's in the top 30, I think, or something like that.
I'm not laughing anymore.
Well, I'm laughing at Ian.
You should laugh at me, too, dude.
Like,
I've been making fun of this for God knows how long.
Everything's
fast. I think
fast.
It's at number 28, I think.
When you compare it to Bitcoin, everything is fast.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, but, so it's done very, very well. It crossed over $1 billion market cap. I think it's past $1.5 billion at this point. In fact, apparently the creator of Dogecoin is actually dismayed that his creation has done so well. And we can share some of his thoughts coming up here in moments. But
that's not the reason why I called in. I, you know, a couple of years ago, there was this kind of like an outbreak of these skimming devices that were out there. You know, when you put your credit card into a like a gas pump, and then, you know, it can take all of your information and stuff.
I've heard about these.
And I wondered, those skimming devices, can you lose your cryptocurrency with those?
No. A credit card skimming device is a device used by a thief to steal data from the Stripe on a credit card. So, you know, they somehow adhere it to a like a gas pump or something like that, where it's usually an unintended location, and then people stick their credit cards in there not knowing that they're having their data lifted. So their card number, their expiration, the CVV code, I imagine all those things are encoded on that. That's true.
I ask this because I've seen, like, what Dash has offered, to use credit cards and other cryptocurrencies. You know, could you lose your cryptocurrency that way, though?
No, because you're not paying for the gas or whatever it is with cryptocurrency. So the credit card skimming devices are skimming only credit cards. They're not going to take advantage of cryptocurrency. There's no way they could do that.
Cryptocurrency, you normally have to
use a phone or some other kind of technological device to pay with cryptocurrency. So I'm not sure how that would ever, you know, even cross your mind.
Even if you had a card, because there's cards out there that are backed by cryptocurrency, you can get the, remember what the name of it.
Oh, those?
Right.
Those
if you
could lose that.
Right. And if it skimmed the number when you used a skimmer and it took that, then yes, it could be sucking out your crypto in the form of
US dollars.
Right. You could.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood the question. I thought you were asking about cryptocurrency because those cards, 99% of them are U.S. dollar-backed cards. So what we're talking about are like the BitPay card, BitPay.com, I think, /card, where they actually have a Visa-logoed card that you can get and load it with crypto, with Bitcoin, for instance. But at the time that you load it, it converts that Bitcoin into U.S. dollars and then sets that U.S. dollar balance on the card. So you just have a U.S. dollar debit card that you sort of fueled with cryptocurrency. So, yeah, anything that's in the form of a debit or credit card can be skimmed by a skimmer, in which case that can fake authorize, you know, purchases and transactions on that card. So, yeah, you would need to be very careful about that. But actually getting access to your cryptocurrency wallet? No, a skimmer cannot ever do that unless you're using the Coinbase Shift card, in which case, again, that's another card that in this case is backed by actual cryptocurrency, and then they shift at the time of each sale.
Sure.
So unlike the rest, but again, even then, the scammer is going to get U.S. dollars, you will lose your cryptocurrency in that
case. Sorry I didn't explain it very well, but I mean, it was just one of those things that, you know, I'd never heard of it being asked before, and I just thought that, well, you know,
no
stupid questions.
Yeah, you
don't
need
ask.
To take the same precautions with a cryptocurrency-based debit card as you would any other credit card, because it's the same technology with the magnetic strip and all of that. Hey, thanks, Robert.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Robert.
Hearing from you, which I guess is one of the reasons why you're starting to see some of those chips show up in these credit cards out there, though not all of them have them, and
I got a,
not all gas pumps have it either.
Yeah, I know I got the Shift card. I finally picked up one of those from Coinbase, and it's a chipped card.
Oh, they got a chip in that, huh?
For what it's worth. But again,
the thing is, I've never seen a chipped gas pump. I've never seen a gas pump that actually accepts the chipped card.
Right, and the enticement is for a vendor, a retail vendor, that has nothing to do with cryptocurrency, but you will have a lower level of financial fraud responsibility to the vendor if you accept chips. So that's why some do and some don't.
So did you guys update at your store for the chip?
Not yet, because it's we're kind of in the middle of a contract for our point-of-sale system.
Mm-hmm.
And once that comes up, then we'll go with the chip-based system. But
it
would have been prohibitively expensive to switch transaction processors midstream.
Aren't you guys getting more cryptocurrency purchases at your little for listeners that don't know, you run Route 101 Local Goods, which is a little kind of cutesy gift shop, you know, with New Hampshire-based products that you offer in it. Aren't you getting more cryptocurrency purchases than credit cards, or is it just than some credit cards?
Than some credit cards. But it's really impressive to me. I mean, this is not, when you think of businesses that accept Bitcoin, I tend to think of like, Newegg and like high tech. In our store, you can buy a candle, or you can buy maple syrup, or you could, all these, more arts and crafts jewelry you can buy with cryptocurrency. We currently process more sales in cryptocurrency every month than American Express or Discover.
Wow.
And some months, it's more than both of those combined.
That's
so those
awesome.
Are I'm always on the lower end of how many transactions we get, but this is crypto literally competing with American Express and beating them. That's amazing.
Already.
Yeah. And nobody really knows, but cool.
And those people that do know about cryptocurrency don't really know much about it. So that's one of the reasons why we have these conversations, is so we can introduce people to these concepts. And, the really important idea here is decentralization of money.
Right.
And taking the power of money, which has always been, in the hands of banks and governments around the world in our lifetimes,
mm-hmm.
and devolving that power from those centralized institutions and putting that power of money into the hands of people, into the hands of whoever wants to have it.
And the whole conversation around crypto is always about it's a new kind of money. Well, in many ways, it's not. It goes back to what money used to be. It used to be things that people found valuable.
Mm-hmm.
They were somewhat managed in some area, and they were used, but it wasn't manipulated. And the manipulation of money,
is what governments have been doing for a long time.
Well, Rome manipulated.
Since they flipped coins way back in the day.
Yeah, they've done all sorts of things like that, but this is a kind that makes it very, very resistant to that kind of manipulation.
Exactly right. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Now, let's get back into the manipulation discussion, because earlier in the hour, you were expressing some concern, both of you guys, Will and Chris, you were expressing concerns about centralization of mining,
mm-hmm.
and the suggestion being that most of the miners of Bitcoin, and most cryptos probably, are located in China. Now, I don't know if there's a way, some sort of IP address breakdown to actually, show what the percentage is, because I'm curious. Because the only thing I saw so far is that 60% of the mining pools are located in China. But just because a mining pool is located in China doesn't mean that all of the participants in that pool are located there. So what percentage of the actual people, the machines that are mining, are located in China? I don't know. But let's go with the idea that it's 60%.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go with that. There's multiple companies, so why is that centralization exactly? I want to hear more about it coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.